Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People ask me all the time, what does it take to be happy? And I always tell them it's really simple. One word, progress. Progress equals happiness. If you keep growing, you're gonna feel alive. And if you keep growing, you're gonna have more to give. And when you're growing and giving is when life is magnificent. It doesn't matter how many statues, Oscars they give you, or Emmys, or how much money you have in the bank. We've all seen people have all those things and I get the phone call because they're depressed or somebody commits suicide in that area. So it's really an inner game. And I think that's what's missing for us today. Everybody's focusing on the outside world, and hell, there's a lot of things in the outside world you'll never be able to control. You can influence, but you can't control it. Your mind, your emotions, your body, you have 100% control over what you do with these things. And that's where the game is won. You win the inner game, then you win the outer game. But a lot of people spent their life trying to win the outer game. They won and they're miserable. So to me, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And so many people are focused on success still, which to me is like, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like success is getting what you want. Fulfillment is living what you're made for, you know? And it's like fulfillment and success, they're not even the same universe. And there's nothing wrong with going for success, but you really got to figure out what you're made for. And nobody knows in the beginning. So you start where you are and you do what's in front of you, you do what's next, and you keep growing until you start to discover, hey, this is my real passion. This is my real hunger and drive. And it can change. People go for 5, 6, 7 years, and then they usually question their business, their career, their body, their relationships. And then one of two things happens. They change direction and feel renewed, or they go, no, I got a great deal here. What the hell's wrong with me? And they recommit and they get stronger. But that's life. And if you don't grow, I don't give a damn how much you got going for you, you're going to be miserable. Well, if you're a student of history, there is a cycle of history that is plain as day. Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. Strong people create great times. This is the cycle of history. 1,000 years of Roman history. There's a great book I recommend anyone read. I read it in 1997. It's not a beautiful read, but you need to understand it. It's called The Fourth Turning. It explains how our thinking, our process is so affected by the way we're raised generationally, the experiences we go through. So let me give you an example of why we're having challenges today and why I'm more than hopeful. Let's say you were born in 1910. Now think of it this way first. Remember I talked about pattern recognition, pattern utilization, pattern creation. What gave humanity its greatest jump in its capacity was pattern recognition around seasons. Up until that time, we were hunter-gatherers, barely able to survive. It all depended on what was happening in the environment. We were dependent on the outside world. But once we understood the seasons, that planting in the springtime and then taking care of through the summer, boy, in the fall you can reap. And then there's gonna be winter and you gotta hang on to this stuff so you can survive. Once we recognize that pattern, humanity transformed. Communities were created, eventually cities and countries and states, right? So think of it this way. There's also a pattern of your history as a human. 0 to 21, 19 to 2021 is a springtime where everything's easy. It's easy to grow. Growth happens. You don't have to do squat. Your body grows, life grows. And some of us had a more protected childhood. Some of us had no protection. We had to step up and take care of things when we're 7 or 8 years old. But regardless, overall, it's a time in which people look out for you. You're taught things. You consume what you're taught. But once you come 19, 20, 21, roughly, and sometimes it's 16 for some people, 25 for others, but you get the picture, you enter a new season of life. You go to the summertime where you start testing and go, well, this is what I was taught, but do I really believe this shit? You know, this is what people say, but now I'm in a relationship, you know? And so all of this next 20 years is an explosive growth period if you work at it from 21 to 41. From 42 to 62, is a reaping time. If you planted really in the spring and you pushed hard through the summer, you're gonna reap. Now, if you didn't plant in the springtime, you're gonna weep in this season. You know, you're gonna be like, I don't have any money, I don't have any time, I don't know what to do, where am I going? But that's a season of power. That's when you really start to be able to lead companies, businesses, environments, and so forth. And again, some people get there earlier, some later, but overall, generationally, that's it. And then 63 to 83 is winter. And that winter time is a little different for somebody, right? Now that time is, maybe it's time, I'm an elder in the community, now it's time for me to mentor, to communicate. And if you're lucky, it goes 83 to say 103, or the oldest living human is about 119, if you were lucky enough to do that. Maybe you get an extended period of time where you enter the next springtime. So there's seasons that you gotta understand, because if you plant in the winter.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I don't care how hard you work, you get no reward. If you bought a house, sounds wonderful, in 2007, normally great, 2007, probably not so great. You're probably just starting to do okay in the last 3 or 4 years, right? So there's a timing to things. There's a timing in your life. There's also timing in history. A year ago, people thought we were coming out of, you know, we got vaccines now, and we're coming out of COVID, and it's gonna be all over now, and people are excited. But now, after going through 2 years of this, there's a lot of people now that no longer have a compelling future. Like, you know, people talking about New Year's resolutions, most people don't even have one. Because it's like, they never followed through anyway, right? But at least they had something to look forward to. They're starting to get into learned helplessness. Learned helplessness is when something is so bad over and over again, you start thinking the problem's permanent. No problem is permanent. Or you start thinking the problem's pervasive because I haven't handled my finances, my whole world's over. Or because my relationship's bad, my whole world's over. Your life is bigger than that. or all this is happening because there's something wrong with me. When you get to that point, you stop trying. And so my goal right now is to shake that up for people. People need a new perspective, and you can't do it by just sitting and thinking. You got to move your body. You got to change your energy and your focus, because low level of energy, I don't think how smart you are, you're not going to use all your ability. But if I get you into a higher state of being, mentally, emotionally, physically, then all of a sudden you start remembering who you are and you start coming up with answers that you never even thought were possible before. We all define ourselves in certain ways. And most of us defined ourselves years ago and we haven't done an update. And now you're in an environment where you're constantly told how bad it is, how terrible it is. So that stimulates the old part of the human brain, the fight or flight mechanism, the part of your brain that's always looking for what's wrong so you can hide from it, you know, or you can fight it, or you can freeze and hope it doesn't notice, or you can run from it. And so that part of our brain is never going to make you happy. It's an important part. There's no saber-tooth tiger for us to run from anymore or fight, right? Not for most people. But now we get that about, what are people saying about me online? Or, you know, or do I have enough money in a country that even if you have very little money in America, even if you're in quote unquote a poor environment, you know, I provide 100 million meals a year. I'm almost to a billion meals now. I'm at 825 million meals, to give you an idea, in the last 7 years. So I'm into helping everyone I possibly can, but you got to help them here and here too. You know, so I use the food as the excuse to get into here and here and start showing people what's possible. And I think we're in a place right now where a lot of people are in this learned helplessness and they don't realize, you know, if identity is how you've identified yourself and you see yourself as a procrastinator, why? Because you procrastinate so many times and disappointed, you don't want to be disappointed. So now you're a procrastinator, you're no longer disappointed. You feel certain you'll never have your goals, but you feel certain. That's what most people do in their life. But if you set, let's say, a thermostat in this room at 78 degrees and the temperature drops far enough, something's gonna happen. Because the computer's going to go, hey, you're a 78 degree, or what are you doing here at 68? And the heaters kick on and suddenly you get this drive. I'm sure your listeners or viewers have had this experience many times in life, where finally it's not another day, not, I'm changing this relationship, I'm losing this weight, or I'm going to finally do something. And then you push. Now some people push, and they go beyond their comfort zone, beyond what they expect, not their goals. It's what they're used to, it's their comfort zone. And let's say that 68 degrees is where they're used to financially. It's not what they want, or their relationship, or spiritually, or physically. And they grow to 88, 98, 99 degrees. Suddenly the brain goes, hey, what are you doing here? You're not a 99 degreer. And then all of a sudden the heaters stop and you lose your drive. And if that's not a bad, the air conditioners kick on and you start to sabotage and you go, what happened to my life? So identity is the number one thing I work to change with people, to expand it, not to get rid of it, but expand your own sense of who you really are and what you're capable of. And people think they're gonna get identity by, when people say to me, I have no self-esteem, I hate that word. So overused and abused. I don't have any self-esteem because when I was growing up, my parents said these terrible things and those terrible things. And I said, isn't it convenient you only remembered those things? They said a million things, but suddenly you've honed in on those. But let's get real. Someone can tell your whole life you're a piece of crap, but you can say, screw you, read between the lines and make your life work. Someone tell your whole life you're beautiful, you're intelligent, you're the smartest person in the world, and you don't believe it. Because self-esteem doesn't come from what people say about you. Self-esteem is earned within yourself. It's esteem for yourself, which only comes by doing things that are incredibly difficult, and then your brain goes, this is who I am. The reason I've done firewalks for years, I used to do skydiving, but you know, it's hard to get 30,000 people in the middle of the air above New York in the middle of the night. But the reason I did these metaphors was because when someone does something they once thought was difficult or impossible, and they get the other side, and the brain goes, if I can get myself to do this, what else can I get myself to do? It changes their identity. When your identity expands, your whole world expands. One of the things you have to understand about life is everything changes and everything ends. And that kind of sounds heavy on the front end, but it's a truth. If everything changes and everything ends, number one, it should make you appreciate what you have right now. And then my view is, what's next is always better. If I make it so, it's my job to make it so. And so I think, you know, for me, I look at it and say, you know, when you said genius is a young man's game, I think that's total bullshit. I think passion is the genesis of genius. If you've got enough passion, you're gonna find answers nobody else does. But most people run out of fuel, meaning they get tired, they get exhausted, they get burnt out, they get, you know, the law of familiarity. They're around something so much, they take it a little bit for granted. And I've managed to see something in myself that I found in every great leader that I've ever respected, and that is I value intelligence immensely, but I know really smart people can't fight their way out of a paper bag pragmatically, right? I'm sure you do too. What I see is the one common denominator of people that are successful over a lifetime is the sustained hunger. Hunger is the number one factor. When I see somebody, I don't care what age they are, I don't care what their background is, if they're hungry to improve, to change, to make something happen, I mean, if you look at Richard Branson, he's as hungry today in his late 60s as he was at 16 years old and at Crip starting Virgin. You know, you look at my buddy Mark Benioff. He's kind of like in his early 50s right now. Mark is more hungry today than when I knew him 12, 14, 15 years ago when he was first coming up with the idea. He went to one of my seminars over and over again, the UPW, you know which one. And he went there like four or five times and he was sitting in the front row. He's a tall guy, introduced himself and said, "You've convinced me. I'm going to leave this company I work for as an employee here and I'm going to go start this new company called Salesforce.com. And he says, "Tony, we're going to do $100 million in business. We're going to change business." Now he's doing whatever, $30 billion, right? But it's because he hasn't lost the hunger. And I think the law of familiarity is what destroys a relationship. You get around somebody enough, you love them, but you don't have the same passion, same aliveness. And I'm just not willing to settle for a life without passion and aliveness. That's just like there's so much to learn. There's so much to grow. There's so much to give. And I'm wired to grow and give. And I think anybody gets wired to grow and give is going to have a really fulfilling life. It doesn't matter what you choose to do. You're going to be alive because you're going to make progress. And because you made progress, you have something to give. And we all, like some people think they just want to get. But you get, and it's pretty damn boring. And it doesn't really expand your sense of identity of who you are. But if you're constantly growing and then taking what you learn, you're so excited about it, you share with other people and their life gets better, whether that be software you make or dresses you design or, you know, something you do in the health space that really gets people to enjoy their food while they're eating well. If you have those passions and you keep growing, there's no limit. It doesn't matter what happens in the short term with a pandemic or with a drop in the economy or whatever the case may be. These are all temporary when you realize life is lived in decades, not in days.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.